Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 85. In this episode, I'll share an article about using earplugs to reduce ICU delirium, answer the drug information question, should dextrose-containing solutions be avoided in ischemic stroke patients, and share the resource I used to answer that drug information question. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode85. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. I've started writing a book on the pharmacist's role in inpatient medical emergencies. I'll be sure to keep you posted as it progresses. The article I'd like to share for this episode is titled "The Efficacy of Earplugs as a Sleep Hygiene Strategy for Reducing Delirium in the ICU, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis." The lead author is Edward Litton, and this was published in Critical Care Medicine, May 2016. In a world of fancy and expensive medications and procedures, I enjoy seeing a simple and cheap intervention performing well. Aspirin and crystalloid fluids are two examples. Perhaps after this article, we can add earplugs to that list. The authors conducted a systematic review and meta-analysis to assess the efficacy of earplugs as an ICU strategy for reducing delirium. Intervention studies, both randomized and non-randomized, assessing the efficacy of earplugs as a sleep hygiene strategy in patients admitted to a critical care environment were included. 9 studies published between 2009 and 2015, including 1,455 patients, fulfilled the eligibility criteria and were included in the systematic review. 3 studies included earplugs as an isolated intervention, 2 as part of a bundle with eye shades, and 4 studies looked at earplugs, eye shades, and additional sleep noise abatement strategies. 5 studies comprising 832 patients reported incident delirium. Earplug placement was associated with a relative risk of delirium of 0.59. This was statistically significant with a confidence interval of 0.44 to 0.78. Hospital mortality was reported in 4 of the studies and was associated with a relative risk of 0.77. However, the confidence interval did exceed 1, and so there was not a statistically significant reduction in mortality with the use of earplugs. Compliance with the placement of earplugs was reported in 6 of the studies, and the mean patient non-compliance was 13.1% of those assigned to the earplugs. Now, the authors concluded, placement of earplugs in patients admitted to the ICU, either in isolation or as part of a bundle of sleep hygiene improvement, is associated with a significant reduction in risk of delirium. The potential effect of co-interventions and the optimal strategy for improving sleep hygiene and associated effect on patient-centered outcomes remains uncertain. You can bet that an ICU patient will have their normal sleep-wake cycle disrupted. Although the meta-analysis did not find a mortality benefit with the use of earplugs, the number of study patients who died was small, and a benefit of mortality cannot be excluded. All of the studies in the meta-analysis were single-center studies with a high risk of bias. With earplugs being such a safe, cheap, and simple strategy, I don't see a downside to offering them to all ICU patients. After all, earplug use has better data for the prevention of delirium than drugs like quetiapine do. The drug information for question for this episode is, should dextrose-containing solutions be avoided in ischemic stroke patients? And my answer is yes. I was asked this question recently by Pulmonology Tony and Pulmonology Zoe. They had heard this statement by Neurology Rafat and had asked me to look into it. I was stumped, so I turned to the Pharmacy Nation Slack group for help answering the question. I promptly got three replies. Thank you to Pharmacy Courtney, Pharmacy Justin, and Pharmacy Mike. It turns out the neurologist and the pulmonologist were each right. There is no direct evidence that dextrose-containing solutions should be avoided in ischemic stroke patients. However, one of the most significant acute complications of ischemic stroke is cerebral edema, and a hypotonic solution such as dextrose 5% might increase the risk or severity of cerebral edema. Pharmacy Mike was kind enough to link a document explaining the rationale, and I've posted that document in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode85. And that makes the resource I'd like to share for this episode the Pharmacy Nation Slack group. As of this recording, there are 243 members of this group spread across 15 time zones, communicating about professional issues using real-time messaging. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. Now, the Slack app that's used for this group is a popular team communication app that works on mobile and desktop devices. After signing up, be sure to download the Slack app from your Google Play or Apple App Store. Once you've signed into the app, you'll notice that conversations can take place in different channels. Each channel is devoted to a topic, and you can join as many or as few channels as you would like. The most popular channels are general pharmacy, infectious disease, cardiology, and critical care and emergency medicine. One of the things I enjoy most about hospital pharmacy is that you're seldom alone in trying to solve a problem. There are usually other pharmacists or professionals that you can reach out to for advice. With the Pharmacy Nation Slack group, you can communicate and collaborate with a much greater number of professionals at once. I like to think of it as a modern and more convenient version of an email listserv. The group is free. The app is free, and the community is great. I hope to see you on the inside. Sign up at pharmacynation.org. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.